relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
And what do I do after I take down those Eastern European governments with just the sound of my voice? I have a well-deserved nap. And what do I lay my head on? One of Mike Lindell's premium My Pillows. Of course I do. Why? Because if it's good enough for 45 million Americans, if it's good enough for the President of the United States, it's good enough for me. And I know you want to have one too. And Mike Lindell is giving you the biggest deal he's ever offered on TV or radio. If you use my name at his website, you'll get up to 40% off and free shipping on all his products. Go now to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Special code. Secret code G-O-R-K-A that you can use on all of his products, from his premium MyPillows to his incredible pet beds. Killian is next to me right now. Why? Because I am broadcasting thanks to my knee surgery from an undisclosed location, but through the technology, the wonders of the modern world, I'm connected with my team back in the studio and our regular guest, who is also currently my co-host on a brand new podcast that is up on iTunes. It's called The Battle for 1600. He is a member of the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign, former special assistant to the President of the United States. We call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, are you there?
I am right here. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I've got all the creature comforts around me. I'm at home. I've got a microphone stand. I've got my headphones, my Comrex. It's beautiful. I don't know if I'm ever going to go back to the studio, but I have to. Why? Because we've got to record these podcast videos. Boris, you've got to tell me your story, but I am so blown away every single day on our text line, guys. And if you're out there right now, if you haven't written this down, do it now. The number for our patriotmobile.com text line, the conservative cell phone company, is 703-869-1262. And I read all the texts. Truly, I do. 703-869-1262. On our text line, through DMs and other channels, I'm getting so much incredible feedback.
I know. Yes.
On our battle for 1600. No doubt. What about you, Boris?
I am too, and I'm even getting it from some of my more liberal friends.
What?
Who went to, you know, Georgetown, a little bit of a Georgetown undergrad, actually is a little more conservative law school, which I also went to, a little more liberal. But even some of my friends who may skew to the left are appreciating and enjoying the podcast. They think that it's an objective. Here's what I'm getting from someone: that it's an objective view into the Democratic race. Because guess what?
There isn't. You won't find that on mainstream media, right?
Exactly. Over there, they all have a preference, right? They're either commies and they love Bernie, okay, or they are bought by Bloomberg, or they're lulled to sleep by Biden. But me and you, we don't have that problem. We can look at it and assess it objectively. And then I think I forwarded you this email. I got an email from a woman who runs a farm, a family farm that's been in their family generation for years. She runs this farm in New Jersey, and she said that this podcast is the best thing that's happened to her in months, maybe years. She loves it.
Guys, it's you can go right now, subscribe for free. It is The Battle for 1600 on iTunes, on all your podcast platforms. You'll see a photograph of Boris, me, and the White House. I think we're going to use this segment because I'm injured. We're going to use part of this segment for this week's podcast. Yep. But it really is different, and people love the energy of our new podcast. And really, you know, this isn't about a spin. This is about what we see in the next 250 odd days, and let's talk exactly about that. I was shocked. We have audio, Boris, of Chris Matthews, who absolutely, you know this from everything he's said in the past.
He's got the tickle up his leg, right?
Oh, yeah, the little tickle up his leg. Everything in the last week that he said about Bernie Sanders, he hates Bernie Sanders. And he, even though he worked for one of the worst liberal presidents in history, Carter, he hates socialism. And this was Chris Matthews' apology to the communist who honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Play cut one.
I was wrong to refer to an event from the last days, or actually the first days of World War II. Senator Sanders, I'm sorry for comparing anything from that tragic era in which so many suffered, especially the Jewish people, to an electoral result in which you were the well-deserved winner. This is going to be a hard-fought, heated campaign of ideas. In the days and weeks and months ahead, I will strive to do a better job myself of elevating the political discussion. Congratulations, by the way, to you, Senator Sanders, and to your supporters on a tremendous win down in Nevada.
That must have hurt, Boris, no?
Well, here are my thoughts here. And this is, again, why folks like Jill Stoltz, shout out to Stoltz Farm in Plainsboro, New Jersey, like our podcast, Love What You Do with America First, the radio show, and when we and you are talking. We're going to cut to the truth here. You know what struck me about that? It wasn't the apology. It was the fact that we, conservatives, people who support the president and the president, have not gotten an apology. Where's the apology from Chris Matthews' colleague, Lawrence Westwing O'Donnell, who said that the president, in the last week, said that the president is a Russian agent and that Rick Grenell, the highest member of the LGBTQ community to ever hold a government post, in a White House post, an administration post, where is the apology for calling the president and Rick Grenell Russian assets? Where's that apology from Chris Matthews' colleague? Where's the apology for all the crap that the left and the members of the mainstream media have pushed on the president, on you personally, on me personally, and those of us who love this country, the United States of America? Where's that freaking apology?
That's an incredible point. Boris, this is why you are always valuated on my show, and this is why we have the new podcast. Leroy, will you find from yesterday that audio cut from Lawrence O'Donnell and just whisper in my ear when you've got it ready, because it's crucial that we replay that, and now that Boris has mentioned it, because this is the juxtaposition. This is why they have no credibility anymore.
Correct.
That they can force, somebody forced Chris Matthews to apologize to a fellow leftist, but they will never apologize for the calumny, for the smears of the last 3.5 years against the president, his wife, his children, anybody who worked for him, anybody who supported him, right, calling, you know, the Covington kid, you know, aggressive and mean. Let's just listen. This is the, you know, the stop the hammering, Lawrence O'Donnell. How this man still has a job stuns me. This is the audio we used yesterday, but you just mentioned it, and it is absolutely on point. Play cut.
The president is a Russian operative. That sounds like the description of a bad Hollywood screenplay, but it is real. And it is Vladimir Putin's greatest achievement. Decades after America's victory in the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, the president of the United States is now helping the president of Russia help the president of the United States to get reelected so that the president of Russia will have 4 more years of the president of the United States who he wants in the Oval Office. This is one of those shocking news days, if you retain the capacity to be shocked, in the Trump era by the Trump regime, which might be better labeled the Trump-Putin regime.
The Trump... I mean, just get the guy into a rubber room. But seriously, he said that the president is an agent of the Kremlin, a president who's had the toughest sanction regimes on Russia.
Exactly.
Who's given a green light to kill Russian contractors, mercenaries in Syria. How does this happen? This is a person who's doing, right now, Lawrence O'Donnell is doing Vladimir Putin's propaganda work for free. I presume he's not getting paid, but he is doing the work of the Kremlin, Boris.
Well, you're exactly right, right? And as someone in your position who knows intelligence, who knows the way that our adversaries work, what is Vladimir Putin's real goal here? It's not to back anybody, any single person, no. I think.
It's to disrupt everything.
It's to disrupt everything.
Right.
Exactly. And who's playing into those hands? Who's played into those hands ever since the election on November 8, 2016? It's been the left and their lackeys in mainstream media.
Stop Lawrence O'Donnell. The hammering.
Lawrence O'Donnell ought to be ashamed of himself. And I'll tell you this.
What?
I'll tell you this. I think Donald Trump should sue Lawrence O'Donnell for libel.
Yes.
Or libel and slander. And you know what? I know that the president is a public figure, and there's been this old
standard.
No, but
there are limits.
This is like yelling fire on a plane. That's a limit. That's a limit to the First Amendment.
No, this is calling somebody elected by 63 million Americans a traitor. He's calling him an agent of a quasi-authoritarian regime that is run by a former KGB colonel who's a thug. Well, God bless you, Boris. Stay tuned, everybody. We are talking to my co-host of our new podcast, The Battle for 1600. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP, and get his weekly briefings, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow me on Twitter as well, SEBGORKA. That's Seb Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with my good buddy, The Baron, and he will be back momentarily. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
An incredible film. You've seen it, right? All of you have seen it, because I told you so. If you haven't, and if you're a conservative and you love this country, you want to know how the left smears and attacks godly men who never give up, you need to see Created Equal, Justice Clarence Thomas in his own words. It's one of the best films I've ever seen. I've seen it already. I'm going to go and see it again. The story of this man's life and how the left tried to destroy him but failed, and how he made it to the Supreme Court. For theater times, for tickets, go right now to JusticeThomasMovie.com. JusticeThomasMovie.com. This year especially, all Americans need to see Created Equal. Go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. We are back with my good friend Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP. He's on the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign. Welcome back, Baron.
Here I am.
Let's just talk a little bit about tonight. There's going to be another debate amongst the Democrats.
Can't wait.
You sound so excited, my friend. The audio that's out there of I'm going to play it later for our segment with Howie Carr, but the audio that's out there, Joe Biden thinks he's running for the Senate, and he thinks that he negotiated a trade deal with a guy who's been dead 23 years. When is somebody going to say, dude, get out of the race?
Well, he also thinks he got arrested in South Africa when that didn't happen.
Thought he was there when Mandela was being freed from Robben Island, and he wasn't even in South Africa. This is embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, that Senate clip, when Biden in South Carolina says that he's running for the Senate, there's actually something else to it also.
What?
A, it's embarrassing that he doesn't know what he's running for or forgot. B, he's trying a twang. If you listen to the video, he's doing the Hillary Clinton. He's trying a twang because his firewall, which he now says is not his firewall, now is his firewall, is the African-American vote in South Carolina. And he's absolutely, in that clip, going for a twang. But the epic fail, forgetting what office you are running for. Not so good for the Democrats, who now don't have Bloomberg to rely on. And we could talk about what his girlfriend said, by the way. Total Marie Antoinette, let him eat cake moment.
Yes.
So Bloomberg is a mess. Biden's a mess. Warren is a goner. The other guy, the mayor, is nowhere to be seen. I'm telling you, keep an eye out on Crooked.
Oh, come on. Really, Hillary? You're going to scare our listeners.
I've been saying this.
I know you have.
For years. Literally.
There's no way. Come on. This was the biggest disaster in political history. You think she'd put herself up again to be destroyed by one of the most charismatic people in the world today?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because if you look at the Democratic primary process right now, it's a mess. It's a disaster. Right. They have nobody. I actually think that Sanders and Biden and Bloomberg are all a little bit in the front-runner status in that dumpster fire. If I'm Hillary Clinton, let's just be objective. Okay. She won 66 million votes last time. Now, A lot of that is in California and New York,
right,
where we didn't campaign because guess what? Elections are chosen based on the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Saying they're chosen based on the popular vote is like saying that basketball is chosen on assists. The winner in basketball is determined on who had the most assists.
Right.
That's not the game. Okay, the game is the Electoral College. So she did get a lot of votes last time. It didn't matter because we won, and by an Electoral College landslide. So she's sitting there thinking, okay, I got a lot of votes. The only thing I ever wanted to do in life is be president. I stayed, and I'm not going to get into their personal life, but I think the conservative wisdom is that she stayed with Bill Clinton because she wanted to be president, okay?
Yeah.
Bill's history is pretty well known, I think, right?
Right.
So she stuck around. She ran twice. First, she got defeated by Obama, which was a huge upset, by the way, in 08. He was a total nobody.
Yes.
And then one-term senator, not even one term. And then we crushed her as an upstart campaign. So she's sitting there. She said, okay, the Democrats are a disaster. And it's likely going to be now, maybe more likely than not, a contested convention. Mm-hmm. On the second ballot, those superdelegates can come back in, and guess who they all are? Part of the Clinton machine.
Clinton machine, yeah. Yeah.
So I would not count that possibility. Let's
do this. Likelihood of contested convention, what percentage?
40.
Wow.
40, like, 40 likely, to 55.
Likelihood that Crooked Hillary comes back?
So I'd say this. Likelihood of a contested convention is between 40 and 55.
Okay,
somewhere in there. 40 and 60 maybe.
Yep.
Likelihood that if there is a contested convention, she tries to throw her hat in the ring, 50-50. If there is one. So that means it's about, let's say it's 50-50 to contested, and it's 50-50 if she throws in. That means there's a 25% chance she somehow tries to throw her hat in the ring from here on out. Now, I mean, you're seeing what happened in Bloomberg.
Right.
Bloomberg is running a sort of center-right Republican primary in a far-left Democratic Party.
Yep.
He's got all these Me Too issues, and his girlfriend's out there saying, just get over it. You know what? That's not going to fly.
Eat cake. Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. That's why I tweeted and you retweeted it.
Yep.
That's a Marie Antoinette moment. Completely divorced from the reality of who their audience is. And that is now a far-left Democratic Party audience for whom, you know, Bill de Blasio may be too middle of the road. Who knows?
Yeah. We're talking to the Baron Boris. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP. Let's just have one more audio cut. This is hilarious. I'm a gun guy, and this just amused me. I didn't know that you could get cartridges in a bullet or that we had 100-round magazines in our AR-15s. This is Senator Biden running for the Senate again. Cut four.
Who in God's name needs 100 rounds and a bullet and a clip with a gun you have?
Wow. we have some issues, my friend. 100.
Why is he screaming so loud?
He's because he doesn't want to run. He's angry. He didn't want to run. Remember, he said, I told my family we thought about this, and I'm never running again. And now he is the reluctant, senile candidate.
Also, maybe hearing issue in there. Who knows? Maybe that's why he's screaming. Biden has been one of the worst frontrunners in history, but guess what? You know who the other bad frontrunners in history are?
Who?
Joe Biden in 88 and a little bit Joe Biden in 08.
There's a record here. There's a record here. And he thinks third time lucky. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're talking to Boris. If you are enjoying our show and our podcast, I've got a real treat for you. Later this year, I'm going to be taking my listeners on the Stand with Israel tour. We're going to visit 40 sites of historical and cultural importance from the Wailing Wall to the Sea of Galilee, and I want you to come with us. Go now for the trip of a lifetime to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with Israel tour 2020, December 2nd. 2nd to December 11th. This is the trip of the lifetime. Remember what people say. It's not about the stuff you accumulate. It's about the memories, and we're going to have an incredible journey together. You're part of my family here. Like Boris, part of the America First family, join me and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, who will be joining us in the Stand with Israel tour. Boris, you should be coming on that as well.
I think I just texted you. Let's be honest. I want to go.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Salem. Let's have
a good time.
If you're free, we could do the podcast from Jerusalem. How fun is that?
It would be amazing. Do it there. Do it in Tel Aviv. Do it in Beer Sheva. We're going to Tel Aviv as well.
Go. All right, Boris.
I'm in.
What an obvious idea. See, we work on the fly because we're that cool. Well, Boris is because he's the Baron. Guys, thank you so much. Great, great segment. We're going to use this on our podcast as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with your calls here on 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Sam Gorka.
Yes, we are in the house. My house. Because I'm remote. The bionic man with his drilled knee and his LASIK eye surgery is recovering, but it's okay. We don't have guest hosts. We do it ourselves. When I was in the hospital last Friday, we did have Jonathan Gillum, and I am grateful to that former SEAL who did very, very well. But if we're alive and kicking and not in an OR, we are on the mic. And my friends, I've got big, big news. You need to join us, as you heard, with my buddy Baron Boris. We're going to Israel for the Stand with Israel tour. We're going to take you with us on the trip of a lifetime with me and Mike Lindell, and hopefully Boris as well. Get the details right now. It's December 2nd to December 11th. If you go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, scroll to the bottom, click with the Stand with Israel tour, and you will see the details of a trip that everyone should take. Anyone who supports our civilization and wants to have the trip of a lifetime, join us this December. But now it is the time. It is time for your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And Amy, Arkansas, line 3. Welcome to America First, Amy.
Hi.
Hey.
I have three things I want to say to you. You sound
very serious, Amy. Are you a serious person?
Tickled. Yes, I am. I'm tickled to death to be on the phone with you, hearing your voice. The first thing is, when you first started showing
can you,
up...
Can you talk a little bit louder? It's a little bit hard to hear you. A little bit louder, Amy.
Okay. When you first started appearing on the talk shows, all I could think was, stop interrupting him. I want to hear what he has to say. And
what, like the way I'm interrupting you, Amy, like that?
That's okay. No, your interruption is fine because you don't just keep talking. You let me finish. Anyway, they wouldn't let you finish. And all I could think was, oh, my gosh, I wish I could hear what he's wanting to say. And then you'd be gone.
That's so nice.
And so I'm so happy when you got your own talk show. The other thing is you have an absolutely wonderful laugh. When you get tickled, it's just a wonderful laugh. The third thing is Boris said he wonders why Biden is yelling all the time. And I think that's Biden's way of trying to show that he's projecting that he has energy.
Because the rest of the time, he doesn't have any, does he, Amy?
No, and I think he's yelling to try to show he's got energy. Because, he knows he doesn't.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think this is his attempt, very poor attempt, to show that he's still alive and kicking. And it just doesn't come off well. So I'm very excited you called the show. So, Amy, tell me about who you are most worried about on the left when it comes to this year's election.
I'm not really worried. I'm not worried about anybody.
Good answer.
If anybody had a chance, I'd be worried about him. But I don't think any of them have a chance at all.
So you're feeling good about November. You're feeling good about November 3rd.
Oh, very, very. And it would be interesting if Bernie got nominated, just because it would be like a showdown between socialism and capitalism.
Right.
But I'm not worried. Excuse me for clearing my throat. I'm not worried about anybody.
Well, we love you, Amy. We are so excited you called into the show, not just because you complimented me, but also because of your spirit. I'd like to ask you, we'll give you a choice as a first-time caller. Which of my three books would you like to receive signed and dedicated to Amy? Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul?
The first one.
Wow, good for you. All right, did you get that, Eric? Okay, she wants the first one, Defeating Jihad. You stay on the line, Amy. Don't be a stranger. We want you to be a regular friend to this show, and we're going to send you a signed copy of Defeating Jihad. And I've just been told, guys, that if anybody wants a signed copy of any of my three books, yes, I am now the author of three books, the only place to get them is my website. Yes, indeed, whether it's Defeating Jihad, that kind of got me into the White House, whether it's Why We Fight, which I wrote right after I left the White House, with lots of great photographs of my time working for the president, or whether it's my latest book, The War for America's Soul, the only place to get a signed copy is our show website, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com. Or you could be a really smart caller on the show like Amy, and the number here is 833-334-6752. I may be lying on my couch, I may be remotely broadcasting, but apart from my knee having that little surgery, we are on top of the world. Why? Because we are healthy, and you should be healthy too. How do we get there? You got to exercise. You got to be moderate in all things. But there's a secret, and it's from Dr. Douglas Howard, and it's called Relief Factor. It is an incredible product. I take it every day before the show. It's six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. And when I take that with a bit of water, maybe a little bit of fruit, I am taking, it is remarkable, because it's just dehydrated health. In a little capsule, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's just that good for you. 31. Nobody eats that healthily, but you can if you join balanceofnature.com right now. Listen to our buddy Joe Piscopo on how great this product is.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Balanceofnature.com, special code Gorka for 35% off and free shipping.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I miss Hill Street Blues. I just watched the first episode again. Wow, everybody says this is the age of TV. You know, they made good TV back in the 80s, and Hill Street Blues was a classic. That music always takes me back. I haven't told you, one of our special guests in the next hour, my former White House colleague, President Trump's first national security advisor, Katie McFarland, will be with us. I can't wait to talk to Katie. I don't think I've spoken to her since we both served in the White House. And then also the king of talk radio in New England, Howie Carr, will be with us. But let's go back to your calls on, oh my gosh, the call board is full. The number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to our good buddy in Los Angeles, Brent. Line two. Welcome back, Brent.
Hello, Gallant Gorka.
I like that.
I'm asking God to get your leg well real soon.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. It's going to be 6 weeks in a brace, but I don't care. I'll be on the CPAC stage 8 a.m. on Saturday with my crutches and my brace because nothing can stop me.
You work through the pain. It's beautiful.
Look, I've had the anesthetist, and he was a MAGA guy. He kind of winked and a nod. He said, "Oh, I recognize you because all I watch is Fox." He said, "This is the anesthetist, okay, who has a specialized health clinic that focuses on pain management." He says, "We like pain because it means you're alive."
Well, there are other ways to be alive, but I'll take it.
Okay. So what brings you to our show today, our national show, Brent?
Yes, I was thinking about Chris Matthews. He finally said something true and honest and immediately had to apologize for it.
That's the right interpretation. Perfect, Brent. Okay, walk us through it. I love that.
Yeah, and what I want to say is it is not anti-Semitic to call a rabid Jewish anti-Semite like Marx, Trotsky, Soros, Alinsky, or Bernie Sanders an anti-Semite. It's a moral obligation. Every Jew and Christian should be shouting it. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, he's a great friend of CARE and of the Islamo-Nazi.
Yes, the Council of American Islamic Relations, the unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, the Holy Land Foundation. Sorry, Brent, carry on.
Yeah, and he mourns the loss of General Soleimani, but he detests AIPAC and Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And so it's just a disgrace that finally a Jew, a blood Jew, is running for president, and he's a disgrace to America. But
let's not forget, an American Jew who honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, which meant it was one of the most anti-Semitic regimes in modern history. So what do you think happened? So Chris Matthews calls him out for his fascistic tendencies, the brown-shirtedness of the Bernie bros, and then he apologizes within just a matter of a day. What do you think's happening there, Brent?
Well, that is their agenda. It's illegal for them to.
You can't speak the truth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. God bless you, Brent. I wish I had a fourth book to send you, but I don't. I better get writing. Brent, keep doing what you do. Keep being a friend of the show. That's the best part of the show. Let's go to Mimi. Mimi's tired of seeing Mini Mike on her TV screens. Line 1, Philadelphia. Welcome to America First, Mimi.
Listen, good luck with your knee. They want to take mine away, and I won't let them.
Take it away? What do they want to do with it? What do they want to send it, Mimi? What do they want to do with your knee?
They want to take it away and put a new one in, and I won't let them.
Why? Why? Don't you want to be the bionic woman?
Well, I just had it injected, and, it'll last me another year. When I can't walk on it, I'll say okay.
Can I give you one word of advice?
Sure.
So my mother was born with dislocated hips. It was the bane of her existence. She had hip problems all her life. She had arthritis, and she had the same argument. I'm going to delay it. It is not the best thing to do. So let me, in a quiet time, when you're on your own, sit down, my dear, and think about whether or not you can do it a little bit earlier. Because I tell you one thing, the earlier you do it, the easier it will be to recover. And that's really, it's not the operation, it's the recovery. So that's my little word of wisdom from my personal experience. But Mimi, I love your energy. Why did you call today?
I called today because I'm in Philadelphia. I can't afford cable and all that stuff. And what do you call them? The email, whatever.
Oh, internet? You don't have internet, Mimi?
No, but I can't afford it, but I have too much other things to worry about now, like a new roof. Anyway, my call was about the ads that I get on my so-called fake news television.
Uh-huh.
The commercials, the mics, the Michael commercials, I'm telling you, I'm ready to throw something
at you. You've had enough of Mini Mike?
Well, the thing is, Mini Mike, he's a squash. He's a you know what they are? They're dung beetles.
Mimi.
What?
Tell us what you really think.
Yeah, let me get to my point, what I really think.
You've got 60 seconds. Hit me, Mimi.
Okay, I see the Mike commercials. Not one white person is endorsing him. They're all dark-skinned.
Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, he did this for us and this for us and this for my organization.
He's using minority faces in his advertisements. Well, that tells you one thing, right? He's worried that he can't win with the minorities because he's a multi-billionaire. That is so fake. Hey, Mimi. Stop.
Wait a minute, I'm not done yet.
I don't care.
I have a reply. Mike will get it done. I have a reply. You ready?
Yes.
Donald has already gotten it done.
Oh, beautiful. Mimi, you are a peach. And you've introduced a new phrase for me, Filthy Delphia. I want to give you a signed copy of the War for America's Soul. My, oh, my, we need more Mimis in the world. Stay on the line. That energy is infectious. Get her address, guys, and send her a signed copy. Wow, wow, wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the mobile ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that doesn't hide the effects of your pain, but attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, and I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 14 months later. That's how good it is. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, the video testimonials of Americans across the country who are getting their lives back thanks to Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, and you should be the next success story. How do you find out if it works for you? It's so easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. How is that not worth it? Less than $1 a day to find out if you could be liberated from your daily aches and pains. Go right now to ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your doorstep in 3 days or less. And I guarantee if you take it for those 3 weeks, morning and evening, like I do, you will know if it works for you by the end of those 3 weeks. That's my promise to you. Go now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We don't have enough audio from the president on his trip to India, the Namaste Trump trip. Just a very short 13-second cut from India and the president. Cut five.
Do you think justice was served in the Harvey Weinstein case?
So I was never a fan of Harvey Weinstein, as you know. In fact, he said he was going to work hard to defeat me in the election. How did that work out, by the way? I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, how did that work out? Did you see miracles are real? It's amazing. Harvey Weinstein found guilty on 2 counts of the 7 rape and sexual assault charges. And what happens as soon as he's found guilty? He just throws his walker away and he strolls out of the courthouse into his SUV. What a complete, utter sleazebag. And I got into a little Twitter war with Greta Van Susteren today. Check out my Twitter feed. She denies the fact that Hollywood knew about him. Of course they knew about him, Greta. Just do a little Google search of all the things they knew about his sexual predation for years. But it's amazing. And now he's complained of chest pains. He's cured of his capacity not to walk, but now he's got chest pains. Why is he complaining of chest pains? So he can get a low-security prison. What a disgusting, slimy individual he is. Let's go back to your calls here on America First. Let's go to line 2, Brad in San Diego.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. How are you today?
I am very well. As long as I'm horizontal with my leg horizontal, things are good. What brings you to our lovely show today?
Well, I listen to you almost every day, Dr. Gorka.
Almost? Why almost? Why not every day?
It depends on where I'm at.
All right, no worries. Don't forget, you can always catch up with us on our podcast and on our website. Yes. So what's your constructive contribution to our show today, Brad?
I would just like you to know that there are some great conservative Republicans out here in this great state of California. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone totally liberal, especially the southern part. We don't necessarily agree with Governor Newsom.
Governor Newsom, who, don't forget, Lou, I always have to add this, who is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Yes, there are conservatives in California. California is not lost yet. Do you have the same attitude, Brad?
I do, and you would be surprised. There's a lot of people. I was in a local coffee shop today, and there was two Trump hats.
In California, two Trump hats in a coffee shop? Wow, I'm going to celebrate that by getting you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Will you stay on the line, Brad? Brad.
And thank you so much for
stay on the line, my friend. Hold the line. We are going to be back with KT McFarland, Howie Carr, and you on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the mobile relieffactor.com.